What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. I'm Reginald Atatula. No John Lopez for the week. He's on vacation, so sitting in for today and tomorrow. Chris Partee.
Yep.
What's happening, man? Wearing the kid, the hat with the kid on it.
My boy King Griffey Jr., you know. Big fan, man. That was my dude growing up. Like him, King Griffey Jr. and Frank Thomas. Those were my guys
Big
growing
Hurt.
Up playing baseball. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Those dudes are not similar in play style.
No.
Was that like intentional of some sort? Like I like this style. All right, so
those are just the dudes that I gravitated towards.
Did you play baseball?
Yeah, I played some baseball growing up. Yeah.
Which one was the one that you were trying to be?
Probably both a little bit. I mean,
both. One is the answer.
Well, see, I never played center field, but I played left and right, and I played a little bit of first base.
Okay. So everybody tried to beat King Griffey, though, man.
Yeah, but you can't really beat King Griffey. I mean, like,
you could try to
imitate it, but you can't really beat the kid. Yeah.
One of my favorite sneakers, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, like, it was so very rare that you got, like, some kicks that were not basketball shoes, like, from an athlete that actually made a level of impact.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't happen.
Did he have the best baseball shoe?
Oh, by far.
I mean, I'm trying to think what would be the other one.
Because you had, who was the guy? Damn, I'm blanking on his name now. But
Well, Deion had different versions of a couple of his shoes. Deion Sanders, the Primes, back in like the mid-90s when he was still playing baseball as well as football. He had, you know, for the different colorways for the teams he played with back in the day.
Yeah. All right.
But still, and I'm talking about the ones that had the strap over the front. Those Deons. But still, Griffey was it for me.
Yeah, no. Griffey was it, man. I agree with you. All right. So let's talk about these Astros.
Astros.
The YouTube chat right now is like the conversation in there. It's Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about the Rockets. We're about to talk about the Astros. You know what they're talking about in there? Robot mowers.
Hey, what's going on with those robot mowers,
man,
by the way?
They're a little too pricey, man.
A little too pricey?
Yeah, I think I'd rather buy a car. Let's put it that way.
Well, damn, you need a loan to get one, huh?
Yeah. For my little yard, man, I don't think it's worth it. And plus, I'm trying to turf it out, too.
So. Okay, all right, very good. All right, Astros. Win 2 out of 3 this weekend versus the Cubs, a very good offensive team, which we only saw in one day. Coming into this homestand, which they finished up yesterday. Of course, they're back on the road in Colorado tomorrow. But we're coming into this homestand. We were talking about it, myself and Lopez, the idea that this is going to be a little bit of a litmus test of sorts for the Astros. An Astros team that, look, to be fair, we've been setting up tests for them all year long, and they've been doing a damn good job of passing them despite...
They've been running right through them.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. And creating new tests of their own, right?
Like, yeah.
Creating their own tests. Like, what... They feel like the person who is very... Who is smacked and who's like, can I make a sandwich? With raisin bread? Like, that's what it feels like the Astros are. Like, can I score runs without my best hitter?
Of course we can.
Can we keep offenses down without three of our starting pitchers?
Of course we can.
And the answer's just yes, up and down. And they do it again, like five out of six of this homestand versus the Phillies and the Cubs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Phillies, in order just to display how good the Astros pitching was in that series, and just in general, the Phillies go out and score 11 runs on the Saturday that they get out of Houston. They're like, hey, get us out of here. And let's get back to scoring against pitchers that are not going to hold us down. Like, what for, and 713-572-4610, what for you was like the most impressive part of the weekend? And if you want to stretch this back to the homestand, you can, because there's a number of things in my mind here, Chris, that I think you could go to. And we could start with the young cat, the real. If the real one can stand up, Cam Smith, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking, Chris, I'm talking to Chris.
It's all good.
But the real Cam Smith, because that Aussie that played golf was not doing back-to-back homer things, yeah. Right? The Aussie that played golf did not take a 1-2 count? And then, like, work it deeper and then take it yard, right? Like, he is showing a level of maturity that I didn't fully see early on in the season, but I don't think I expected was a reasonable expectation this early into his career. Like, he is such a delight to watch play.
Yeah.
And it's only getting better over the last, like, 15 days, where, of course, I was supposed to pull this up, and I'll pull it back up again now. But, like, if you look at his splits, he has been cooking. Like, he has been frying up over the last, like, 15, 20 days. Let's see. Last 14 days is what I'll give you. A 3.67 batting average. And a 1.110, like 1,100 OPS, basically.
Amazing.
Like, he has been so good of late. Like, he is locking in these the middle of the summer here.
I think Cam Smith. I mean, and honestly, you could even go back further than the last, I guess, 3 weeks is what you pointed out. You can go back a little, even a couple weeks beyond that.
I mean, over the last month, 3.14 batting average, 877 OPS.
Yeah, yeah. I think at this point we're seeing that he's not only. I think he's exceeding expectations that anyone had for him coming in. I mean, because there was a lot, if you remember, there was a lot of hype coming in. You know, people were excited to see Cam Smith and see what he would do and see what he would be. I think we all had some level of hope, for one, and some level of, you know, okay, what can this kid do? Didn't start off the greatest, but we're only, what, I guess the three months into the season, so.
In essence,
yeah. So what he's done over the last, I'd even go maybe the last 6 weeks, so last month and a half, is just shattered all expectation, and just showing that he belongs in the majors and he's here to stay. That's really what I'm seeing out of Cam Smith,
yeah,
Smith
I was,
right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of course, like with them being in town, right? The Cubs, the team that you traded him, that he was traded from,
yeah.
The team that another guy who I found to be impressive, Isaac Paredes, was traded from. I was looking at it because I made the very bold and probably going to be wrong prediction that not only would Isaac Paredes outslug Kyle Tucker, that also Cam Smith would outslug him. I think that we're sitting at 17 homers apiece for Paredes and Tucker. And if memory serves me, 7 for Cam Smith.
Yeah.
However, the way it's been going of late, like I was like, hey, my take might have a little bit of
have a little juice behind.
Might have
it.
A little more juice.
It's not as crazy as it sounded from the beginning.
And that's
did that you is, get flack for that too?
No. Okay. We were all on the hopium. We were all drinking a Kool-Aid. Okay. We were all irrationally confident. Like all of that was
irrationally.
Great. I mean. Come on. Yeah. I was out
and
here.
And this
like,
was during spring training, too.
Okay,
this, so
yeah,
Cam
yeah.
was going off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. He was. Yeah.
And Cam Smith was less than a year away from playing college baseball. And I was like,
which
put him
crazy.
On the big league club to open.
He's ready to
start
go.
Start the season with Cam Smith. And, like, he's delivered. Like, so that has been wildly impressive in and of itself. And then bring back Isaac Paredes, a dude who, on a Sunday against Taillon, the pitcher for the Cubs in this game, who threw 107 pitches in his outing. I'm pretty sure that Paredes saw damn near a third of those pitches himself.
Goodness.
I think he had a 3.5 minute at bat to start. Like, did he lead off? I think he did because this was Pena being out, which, yeah, that was not one of the impressive parts of the weekend. This dude is just like, he is everything and more that you could possibly ask for from a third baseman, in addition to playing a great third base, although he DH'd yesterday. So you have that. As well, Framber Valdez, 6 scoreless yesterday. Of course, now it is worth noting that he also left that game with a few ducks on the pond that Brian Abreu came in and extinguished. But he continues to be phenomenal with his placement. Even in that game, I think the first 4 innings were nails, and then it kind of slipped up a little bit in the last couple where his location started wavering on him
a little bit, yeah.
And then finally bring back Brian Abreu, who like comes in for a 2-out stint. Like I said, putting out the fire that started up with Valdez at the back half of it, and then just coming out and dealing, looking entirely dominant. Like, this is the Astros team that did this against 2 of the better offensive teams that they were going to face off against in a homestand. And I don't know what else, I think I'm beyond the place where, like, I don't have doubt for this Astros team anymore. There's reasons, don't get me wrong, I don't have doubt for them anymore.
So all doubt in your mind has been wiped clean, is what you're saying.
Yes, because also, the thing that we're doing on top of this is, and this comes in on the text line, scary part is doing this without Walker.
Yeah.
Or Walker struggling, and then no Yordan. And you put those two guys in, and let's say you just get Yordan back, because maybe you have an argument to be made that Christian Walker before, you know, he started up playing at this level relatively late in his career, and then maybe we started to see a little bit of a decline, and maybe this is the other side. I don't want to acquiesce to that yet, but, you know, maybe. You just get Yordan back, and all of a sudden this is even scarier of a proposition. This Astros team is a menace.
I mean, they're more than a menace, right? I mean, they're one of the best. What are the top 3 record in the league right now?
Yes.
Like the entire league, not
correct.
Just the American
in
league.
All of the majors.
In
yes.
all of the majors. I mean, and the way they're doing it without one, you know, their power guy, one of their best hitters, and then 2, without a lot of their pitching, whether it be starters or bullpen. It's just amazing what they've done. And I think personally that speaks to Joe Espada, the manager. Just the way they've overcome all this adversity when – After the slow start, I mean, did you really expect them after the way the season started to be at this point at this, I guess halfway through the season.
No.
To be a top three team in the entire majors.
If you had told me the circumstance that they would be dealing with a majority of their pitchers being out, and I mean even. And of course, it's understandable with Lance McCullers coming back on Saturday after another IL stint, right? Like that, maybe it was not going to be good, and boy, was it not good.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more later.
It was rough.
I don't want to focus on the negative here, but like, if you told me that, hey, you're going to miss all these starters for a significant amount of time, your big free agent acquisition would not be playing all that well. Yordan, a dude in the middle of your lineup, would not be playing at all, and that they would be this far, what is it, 15 games above 500 with a nice solid 6.5 game lead in the division and like one of the best teams. I would not have called it, but the Astros are inevitable. And you know what? I'm very happy for it. And you know whose problem that is now? The Colorado bleeping Rockies. Starting not today, tomorrow, they got an off day. Someone said they have a lot of off days. They don't have a lot of off days. It's baseball, man. You got to have days off.
You got to have a day off here. I mean, they just came off a stint not too long ago where they played, what, 17 and 17 days?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, they just came off that stint.
I think that was 13 and 13 in that instance. But before that, they had I mean, look.
I mean, it's baseball. Like, but you got to have a day off every now and then.
It is funny, though, that I typically, I always think of like Thursday as like the typical baseball day off.
Off day.
They got a lot of Monday off days here for the Astros. But regardless.
I think when a season is 162 games long, you're going to take them whenever you can get them.
Got to have it.
You're going to take them whenever.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day, inspired by a conversation I had with a friend of ours, Nick Russo, the Bull. What is your favorite sports quote? Go ahead, text him in, 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.